It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Okmanesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. I am your host, Colbert. Wednesday edition of the show underway. Hope your day's going well. It is January 31st of 2024. 1 month in the books already in this new year. How about that? It just feels like we are sprinting right into state wrestling, state basketball. Crazy to think that the winter sports are on the back half here and, you know, at the high school level winding down, it would be fair to say. So, exciting time and excited for today's show. Details forthcoming. First things first, thanks so much for being here. All sorts of way to tune in, 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Make sure you follow us on social media. We're on X, the artist formerly known as Twitter, at 1650KCNZ. I'm on X, at Real Colbert. Like our Facebook page, type in 1650thefan on the Zuck machine. You'll find us. And just hammer that like button. You'll get more local and statewide sports content into that Facebook feed or into that X feed of yours if you give us a follow. Also, for even more local and statewide and national sports content, including audio on demand, today's Waterloo Blackhawks Minute, the podcast of this show, a whole lot else, bookmark the website, 1650thefan.com, and make it a regular stop for yourself on the World Wide Web. Number to dial if you want to join in with any questions or comments for the show, 319-277-1918. Save it in your phone, 319-277-1918. Don't be shy. Dial us up with questions or comments. Or you can dial 800-913-9479. Or you could email the show. Perhaps you'd rather do that than call. By all means, do it. Questions or comments. Or perhaps there is someone or something you'd like to hear from or about on a future show. Send along that suggestion. Email address, Cole at 1650thefan.com. All right, here's what's on the agenda today. Area sports news and scores. We'll get to the stack here in just a few short moments. Plenty to get to after regional dual team tournament action took place last night across the state in boys wrestling. New rankings from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union for basketball. So a lot to get to. We'll do that here, as I said, in just a few short moments. After we're done there, we take timeout number one, get you a national sports update, VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this Wednesday, looking into tomorrow and Friday, all during that first timeout. How about that weather out there, man? Holy cow. I think I saw that it got up to 50 degrees. My goodness, can we put this on autopilot for the rest of the winter? My goodness, I'm willing to pay. So we'll see what Megan Mulford has to tell us with that forecast at the end of the first break. We'll come back in the second segment, and friend of the show, Sean Keeler, Denver Post sports columnist and reporter, former longtime Des Moines Register sports columnist, will join us. And as we do when Sean graces us with his presence, we'll talk about all that's trending in the sports world, including, of course, Super Bowl 58 coming up a week from this Sunday. You'll hear it right here on The Fan. Coverage begins at 1 next Sunday, and kickoff is at 5:30. The great team at Westwood One Sports, looking forward to hearing their call once again. I know, everybody, it's a made-for-TV event, but there are times when you're not in front of that TV, and sometimes, as I said earlier this week, you got to work on Super Bowl Sunday. I've done it before. I'm sure I'll have to do it again. And you can take the Super Bowl wherever you go. Just make sure you got the 1650 The Fan app downloaded so you don't miss a moment of the action a week from this Sunday of Chiefs Niners. But yeah, we'll talk Super Bowl with Sean Keeler. We'll also talk, you know, whatever else is trending. Maybe a little Major League Baseball free agency as spring training is right around the corner. And check in with him. What's the latest from Boulder with Coach Prime's Buffaloes? There's always something a little dramatic, if not a lot dramatic. And Sean does a great job covering that beast that is Coach Prime and his Buffs. So it's always fun to check in on what's going on in that situation. After we're done there, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour. Get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim. Come back on the other side in segment number 3, and Dyke New Hartford High School girls basketball coach Bruce Dahl will join the show. The Wolverines, the 3-time defending state champions in Class 2A, 16-2 overall this season, 7-0 in the North Iowa Cedar League Central, and they're top-ranked. They are looking like a beast once again, and by all means, looking like a four-peat is more than possible. So we'll check in with Coach Dahl. He's always kind enough to join the show whenever we reach out. So interested to know what this 2023-24 version of Dyke New Hartford girls basketball looks like. So that's coming up in the third segment of today's show. After we're done talking with Coach Dahl, we'll take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary, then come back for a final time on a Wednesday and wrap up the show. I did see that the Seattle Seahawks hired the Ravens defensive coordinator, Mike McDonald, and so that leaves the Washington Commanders as the only team with a coaching vacancy at this point. And Pete Carroll, Bill Belichick, Mike Vrabel, none of them, to my knowledge, have interviewed with the Commanders. Those guys all going to be sitting it out in 2025, not on an NFL sideline, coaching in any capacity at all. I mean, you probably, if that was offered as a prop bet, you could have got major plus odds on that when all those guys hit the street. Then again, I mean, I'll say this. The thought crossed my mind when I saw this news earlier today that what the NFL is telling Pete Carroll and Bill Belichick, especially, and I know how this could sound to some people because I know we've got people of all ages that listen to the show, but the NFL, in a sense, by nature of what's taken place here, is telling Bill Belichick and telling Pete Carroll, we're looking toward the future. And when it comes to looking toward the future, we can't really look past a 3, maybe 4-year window with either you, Pete Carroll, or you, Bill Belichick. We want a vision. We don't want someone who is going to sacrifice the long-term health of this franchise for perhaps who knows what time, what level of short-term success. And what it honestly made me think about, and I hate to do it, stick to sports, but I kind of wish that this would happen more frequently with our elected officials in politics, that the voter base could do a better job of saying, thanks, but time for you to ride off into the sunset. And I understand why Belichick wants to keep going. He wants to break Don Shula's record. He wouldn't say that, but the guy has to have that want. There's no way he doesn't. But then again, like the Atlanta Falcons, the one team he interviewed with, it sounds like he he wanted that autonomy, that control of the roster that he had in New England, and it didn't go well, right? So, hey, Pete Carroll, Bill Belichick, thanks, but, you know, there's no chairs left for you. This is a young man's game. Look at Sean McVay. And this Mike McDonald, I don't know his age, but he is going to be the youngest head coach. And you look at other hires across the league. It's been skewing younger for quite some time. You know, the 15-year defensive coordinator is not the hot hire in the NFL anymore. It's just not. And who's to say, as time passes, if maybe the pendulum swings back the other way? Always could happen. Time is a flat circle. But I've found that fascinating here as this coaching carousel has played out, and Pete Carroll and Bill Belichick look like they're going to be someplace else. Who knows where? Maybe one of them could take over for Tony Romo on CBS. I'd be for that. Either of them, really. I'd take Bill Belichick over Tony Romo as Jim Nance's color commentator at this point. I would. So we'll see what Sean Keeler has to say about that, among many other topics, when he joins us in the next segment of today's show. All right, coming at you from the Circus Sports Studio. And folks, no big game celebration is complete without a game of squares. So Circus Sports is now offering Circa Squares bets. With Circa Squares, instead of randomly pulling numbers, choose your square and choose which numbers you get. With a minimum bet of $1 and maximum payout of $100,000, it's easier than ever. Download the Circa Sports Iowa app. Join me on Circa Sports. Place your Circa Square bets today. And for more information, you can visit circasports.com. All right, let's dive in here. Area sports news and scores for your Wednesday. High school wrestling regional dual team tournament action took place last night in all three classes. Several area boys teams in action in Class 3A at Linmar. Waverly Shellrock defeated Pleasant Valley 39-18. The Gohawks then rallied to beat Linmar 42-36 to earn a berth to state. In 2A at Independence, North Polk edged Union LaPorte City 40-39. Independence then beat North Polk 46-25 to qualify to state. In Class 1A, Don Bosco overpowered Nottoway Valley 57-15 to advance to state. At Nashua Plainfield, NP rolled past Emmitsburg 70-12 to advance to state duels. At Jessup, Lisbon defeated North Butler Clarksville 60-18. Jessup then doubled up Lisbon 48-24 to move on to state. At Lake Mills, Denver rolled past Akron Westfield 48-25. Then the Cyclones were defeated by Lake Mills 38-29. And at West Hancock, Wapsie Valley defeated Riverside 59-15, and then the Warriors upset West Hancock 46-33 to go to state. Winning teams advance to the state dual team tournament, which takes place this Saturday at Extreme Arena in Coralville. Last night in Metro High School basketball, starting with boys games, 4A 8th-ranked Cedar Falls pulled away from unranked Cedar Rapids Jefferson 60-38. 4A top-ranked Cedar Rapids Kennedy got the best of Waterloo West, 85-43. Waterloo East blew past Des Moines Lincoln, 68-35. Hudson overpowered Waterloo Columbus, 76-40. And Waterloo Christian rolled past Riceville, 90-56. In girls games in the Metro, 5A 7th-ranked Cedar Falls took care of Cedar Rapids Jefferson, 55-25. Cedar Rapids Kennedy defeated Waterloo West, 60-33. Waterloo East hammered Des Moines Lincoln 65-33. Hudson ran past Waterloo Columbus Catholic 80-42. And Riceville downed Waterloo Christian 51-42. Today in boys and girls high school bowling, Cedar Falls, Waterloo West, Waterloo East, and Waterloo Columbus taking part this afternoon into the evening with the Metro meet at Cadillac XBC. The latest Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union basketball rankings are out, and among area teams in the polls, in 5A, Cedar Falls once again ranks 7th. In 4A, Waverly Shellrock continues to be 2nd. And in 2A, Dyke New Hartford remains top-ranked. Grundy Center is 9th, and Denver enters the rankings at number 15. The Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union has released regional basketball pairings for Class 1A, 2A, and 3A. The 4A and 5A pairings come out next Wednesday, February 7th. Here are first-round pairings for a couple of Metro teams. Waterloo Columbus in Class 2A is in Region 1. The Sailors host Postville Saturday, February 10th. Winner will face number one Dyke New Hartford on February 13th. And Waterloo Christian is in 1A Region 6. The Regents play at home against Don Bosco on Thursday, February 8th. Indiana held off Iowa 74-68 last night in college men's basketball. The Hoosiers led by as many as 17 in the first half. Hawkeyes rallied in the second half, took a 68-66 lead late in the game before Indiana ended the game on an 8-0 run. Peyton Sanford led Iowa with 26. Tony Perkins had 22. Iowa now 4-6 in the Big Ten and 12-9 overall. It's a busy night of women's college basketball. All three state schools in action in Ames. Iowa State hosts Oklahoma State. Listen to that game right here on The Fan. Pregame coverage begins at 6, tip-off at 6:30. Also tonight, you and I on the road to Illinois-Chicago. You can hear this game over on 106.5 Corn Country. Pregame at 5:45, tip-off at 6. Also tonight, third-ranked Iowa at Northwestern. That one tips off at 7. The UNI men's basketball team has a tough road test tonight at Bradley. The Braves are 7-3 in the Missouri Valley Conference. Panthers a game back at 6-4. Bradley had a 9-game winning streak come to an end on Saturday when it lost in overtime at conference-leading Indiana State. UNI has dropped its last three meetings against the Braves. Pregame coverage begins at 6:30 tonight on 93.5 The Mix. Tip-off is at 7. And the Wartburg basketball teams are at home tonight hosting Loras in American Rivers Conference play. The women's game begins at 5:30, men's game to follow. The women's game will feature the top two teams in the ARC. The 13th-ranked Knights lead the conference with an 11-0 record. 21st-ranked Duhawks are 8-1 in second place. All right, let's take this time out. We'll get you a national sports update, VSiN action update, and a forecast. We'll come back on the other side, talk Super Bowl, everything else that's trending in sports today with Sean Keeler, Denver Post sports columnist and reporter, joins us next right here on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
Now, your national sports update on The Fan.
Here's Dan Beyer.
There's just one head coaching vacancy left in the National Football League, and that's with the Washington Commanders. That's because the Seahawks today agreed to terms to name Ravens defensive coordinator Mike McDonald as their new head coach. Terms of the deal say that McDonald is going to get a 6-year contract to replace Pete Carroll. At 36 years of age, he becomes the youngest head coach in the NFL. The Carolina Panthers making a move in their front office. They will reportedly name Chiefs Vice President of Football Operations Brant Tillis as their executive vice president, who will work under President of Football Operations Dan Morgan. NFL Network with the first with that news. Timberwolves guard Anthony Edwards docked $40,000 for his critical comments of the officiating following their win earlier this week against the Thunder. Thunder have the Nuggets tonight, and center Nikola Jokic is out for Denver because of lower back pain. Lakers forwards LeBron James and Anthony Davis questionable for tomorrow's game at Boston.
Put the smart in your speaker. Just say, hey, Google, play 1650 The Fan. You're listening to Cole & Company on The Fan, broadcasting from the Circa Sports Studio.
The world's largest sports book is now available right at your fingertips in Iowa. Download your new bookie today with high betting limits, tight money splits, and exceptional customer service. The Circa Sports Iowa app. Visit CircaSports.com and get in on the action. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-238-7633.
Hi, I'm Emily Frederick, Director of School and Community Relations for the Waterloo Community School District. Graduating high school can be both an exciting moment and one of uncertainty. That's why the Waterloo Career Center is here to help your student graduate with both a diploma and a plan. Our hands-on environment provides Eastern Iowa students with education and purpose. We'll help your student discover their passion and help them succeed through the Waterloo Community School District's widely recognized award-winning Career Center. Your student can experience an internship, apprenticeship, free college credits, and more, all in a fun, engaging, state-of-the-art environment. Through the Waterloo Career Center, students from Waterloo and surrounding communities have access to work experiences in 18 different fields, including nursing, early childhood education, marketing, culinary, and more. Visit us online at wcc.waterlooschools.org. Waterloo Community Schools, where the future is now.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Free air-chilled boneless chicken breasts and four juicy boneless pork chops with your order. OmahaSteaks.com/VSiN.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Kansas City Chiefs, a two-point underdog against the 49ers in Super Bowl 58 a week from Sunday. Super Bowl MVP odds, Patrick Mahomes plus 120, Brock Purdy plus 225, Christian McCaffrey plus 475, Travis Kelce 12-1. Drake, a 20.5-point home favorite today against Valparaiso at an App Center, where the total is 144.5. Valparaiso has dropped 8 of 9 on the road this year. It's Northern Iowa, a 7-point road dog at Bradley, the total 137. Last night, Indiana 74-68 over Iowa is a 2.5-point home favorite. The Bulls tonight laying 2.5 at Sharp. For the latest sports betting news and information, go to VSIN.com. Mike Sennett, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. A dense fog advisory begins at midnight tonight and remains in effect until 11 a.m. tomorrow. Cloudy skies and foggy tonight with lows around 33. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy and foggy early tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 47. Lows around 33. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently 50.
Cole & Company. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102. At 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan mobile app and streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
A lot of ways to listen to the show, however you do it. Thank you so much. Welcome back. Wednesday edition continues from the Circus Sports Studio. I am your host, Cole Bear. Pleased to be joined now by the one and only Sean Keeler, Denver Post sports columnist and reporter. Follow him on X at Sean Keeler. Sean, it's been a little while, man. How you doing? How's the new year treating you?
I'm good. Hanging in there. I went. I didn't tell you. I went back to Iowa to see my parents who are still living. Bless them. And just like 2 years earlier, came back with COVID. So that was fun.
Hey, Iowa is here to help you with your immune system at any point, you know?
The best part of that is while my brother actually brought it with him from Los Angeles and gave it to an entire household, and I felt pretty good for about 8 days after into the first part of the new year. Long story short, I had my mother telling me while my father is 80 years old, something lying on the ground, lying on the couch coughing, and my brother and his girlfriend are coughing and my wife's coughing and she's sick, and my mom, my mother, he said the most Iowan thing you could. She's a native of Melbourne, proud native of Central Iowa. My mother said, COVID's not a thing here. It's not a thing. It's fine. I mean, I just pointed at her and looked around and went, you're a crazy woman, but I love you. So that's how, you know, Christmas and New Year's. But I am, as they say, a Monty Python, the Holy Grail. I got better. So we're doing better now.
That's good. So. That's good. I'm glad that you're doing better. All right, where to begin? Of course, we got to start with the NFL. I mean, here we are, the Super Bowl a week from this.
Do we have to start with that?
Well, here's where I was actually technically going to start was I wanted to know if you had like a favorite moment, guilty pleasure from the NFL playoffs in whole so far. Like, because I got a pretty good idea what mine is, which might surprise you a little bit, but I mean, is it the
line? Mine may not shock you. Actually, mine involves my family, too, because thankfully my 80-something-year-old father did get better.
Good.
And that's good. Actually, he was a recovering asthmatic as a kid.
Oh.
So that is not some. That's a double whammy on the old COVID thing.
Yeah, no kidding.
Those are two. And he's also not a small man, nor am I. So he has, like, three risk factors that are like, you need to not get this.
Yeah.
But he did recover, which is good. And he parlays into your NFL playoff question because I enjoyed halftime of Bills Chiefs. I enjoyed specifically the shot that went viral from the Taylor Swift skybox that didn't involve Taylor Swift at all. And as I saw Jason Kelce take his shirt off and what apparently was a theme, for him and the fans of Buffalo. I want to retire. Here's what. I want to retire and just go drinking with NFL fans. That's the first thing I want to do when I retire. Well, I'll just be dead. I won't get a chance to do that. So Jason Kelce gets a chance to do that. And I look at my wife and I say, there you go. And she goes, yeah, it looks kind of familiar. My phone rings. Cell rings during that game. This is my pleasure from the NFL playoffs. And it's my father. And he says, I just saw you on TV. I didn't know you were in Buffalo.
What?
And starts ragging about how much I look like shirtless Jason Kelce, how much he could see me doing that somewhere in a public place. So that is my random insight into the Keeler family crap giving to one another and prodding to one another during the NFL playoffs.
All right. See, if you gave me a little rope there, and I'll let you indulge. You know, everybody's got a little guilty pleasure from the NFL playoffs. Mine is watching the Cowboys lose. And I didn't even give a damn that it was to the Packers.
No, you enjoyed that. You texted me right off. You were thrilled.
I just can't help myself. I did
also want to, but in the inverse of that, I was among the gajillions who wanted to see the Lions in the Super Bowl. So, of course, they were never going to make it. The minute the Lions became America's team, they were done. That was it. they were gonna turn into the Lions again, and they did.
How about this?
Thanks, Dan Campbell. Stop going for a fourth down, you dummy.
How about this? You being outside the state of Iowa now, having at least a slightly different perspective, but some institutional knowledge as well. What do you make of this never-ending saga of hyper-analyzing Brock Purdy, whether or not he's this game manager or, no, this kid's talented and he's a difference maker? Like, this never stops.
Well, and he doesn't help it in the game that most people have seen of him, obviously that NFC title game, by being both in the same dang game.
Yeah.
I mean, first half, I was like, do you yank him for Darnold? We had this talk.
Oh.
My ex-boss has, because championship weekend is really the football junkie weekend. It's better than the Super Bowl. Super Bowl is for the masses. Championship game Sunday is for the rest of us. You know, that's the good
hours. I like the divisional round. You get the 2 days.
Yeah, you get that too. But I'm a big fan of championship Sunday. Big fan of that. So my boss has an ex-boss has a doubleheader party and went down to that. And yeah. And we openly, the discussion in the man cave was, you put Darnold in. Like, that's how iffy that first round was. First half was for Brock, for 30 for Purdy. You know, I remember 80 for Brady. That was a running joke. Like, you make an adult film and it's dirty for Purdy.
Oh, my gosh.
Or 30 for Purdy.
You guys were into the – and Sam Darnold, you guys were into the bourbon.
There was no weed and very little beer because we're all old at this thing. But, yeah, that – he's kind of both, and it makes me hesitant, as good as he finished that game, to trust him over what I know Patrick Mahomes is. I don't love what Patrick Mahomes is, obviously, but I know what he is and respect what he is. I don't know what I'm going to get from Brock Purdy on that stage, because I think this stage looked a little too big for him until it didn't. And if he's that guy turning a corner the way he did, then, I mean, we're going to get a whale of a game anyway, but if he's going to be that guy and now he's broken out and figured out that, you know, if I tuck and run, you know, memo to Lamar Jackson, tucking and running is not a sin in a winner-go-home game.
Yeah, stop throwing deep balls.
Yeah, stop. That was the other thing. My observation of the AFC Championship game was, someone's got to tell Lamar Jackson he's not Mahomes and that's okay. He doesn't have to prove that he's Mahomes. Just be him. Run crazy. Do what you do. Purdy got that. Purdy went 1-2-3 bye. You know, maybe they figured that out. I'll tell you what. When George Kittle is your fourth best option, how sick loaded are your skill people?
Yeah.
Like, the Broncos, I mean, the Niners are basically Broncos West anyway. You know, the McCaffreys are from here. I mean, Purdy's obviously Texas and Iowa State, but then you've got Lynch, you've got the Shanahans are from here. I mean, it's all like this alternate universe of where the Broncos screwed up so badly, as you can imagine, the last 7 years. It's like, why is that not this team? Like, it's sort of like, what is going on? Not Purdy aside. So I dare say you would probably go 9-8 quarterbacking the Niners with those kind of weapons to some degree, but we're going to find out. Hey, if Brock wants to make a stamp on being something more than Mr. Irrelevant or the greatest Iowa State NFL quarterback ever. This is the chance, baby. Make it happen. Show us. It's got to be better than Jimmy G, which is a low bar.
A few more minutes here with Sean Keeler, Denver Post sports columnist and reporter on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Follow Sean on X at Sean Keeler. Last one on the NFL is it Mike McDonald taking the Seahawks job? Ravens DC today, the only job left open, the Washington Commanders, and they have not interviewed Bill Belichick or Pete Carroll. And I said at the in the open of the show, Sean, that what seemingly happened with Belichick and Carroll here is, forgive me, I hate to mix politics and sports, but it's what I wish happened to a lot more of our elected officials, where the league's just like, thanks, but nah, we don't really need you anymore. Like, we acknowledge what you did. We still think that there's some role that you could serve that would have a purpose, but this just ain't it for you anymore.
And that's curious for me with Carroll, more so than Belichick, because I'm sorry, you're going to have a hard time convincing me that the Belichick dynasty was not fairly Brady-fueled.
Yeah.
Come on, are we not bearing that out in history? I mean, right. I'm not saying it wouldn't have been decent, but you want to pull that subset of Belichick as an NFL coach without Tom Brady, and Tom Brady as an NFL quarterback without Belichick? We've done that. And you and I probably talked about that back. It just makes, for all his personal flaws, Tommy Terrific's resume a little more impressive. And Bill's a little less. So it wouldn't surprise me that he doesn't get, and he's a butthead. So it would surprise me, and other words we can't say on the radio. So it wouldn't surprise me that teams are like, I don't want to deal with this. And he's going to command a $15 million minimum to talk to us. Mm-hmm. No thanks. Carroll surprises me a little in that I think there's a little better body of work, despite the lack of rings, if that makes sense, or a little better a little better HR. I mean, he's been to the playoffs with a few different flavors, and now that we've seen, and also I'm probably biased in that now I've seen Russell Wilson up close for 2 years, I'm like, it's a little like Jimbo Fisher at A&M versus Florida State, where it's like, you know, I'm going to cop from the SEC short skit where they're like, Jameis Winston was a little better than we thought. Yeah, he's carrying a little more of that than we knew. Yeah, I'm thinking that Pete carried a little more of that early 21st century Legion of Boom Seahawks a little more than we knew.
Yeah.
And that defense, too, relative to Russ. So I am a little surprised, but and the Commanders you think would be a better job. I mean, it's no longer just holding your nose to take that gig.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, new ownership.
You're almost old enough to remember when that, you know, Hail to the Redskins, where that's a premier top 10 kind of gig.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I mean, the Broncos sadly are going down that same road. It's just fallen so hard, which is basically Dan Snyder's thing. You wanted none of that. The Raiders have that now a little bit with the way the Davises run things. And the Spanos theoretically did too, but they just got Pete Carroll part two running away from the posse. My other guilty pleasure is, you can appreciate that as a Big Ten person, is Michigan must be in a hell of a lot of trouble. There must be some serious, you don't work for the Chargers, you know, to sway it all back around, unless you are really running from something.
Well,
you are. That is a job you take to get away from something, not a job you take as a stepping stone.
He got 15 million reasons a year to go coach the Chargers. So.
He did, but he could get 15 at Michigan. He was on the FedEx plan leveraging that for years.
Yeah.
You know, you saw that years and years. Here, he leveraged the Broncos here. Condoleezza Rice wanted Harbaugh in Denver. They thought they could make that happen. He weighed everything out in the Michigan. Does what Michigan says, here's $10 million. Here's a leg. It just kept leveraging back and forth, and he knew what he had coming back, and it didn't land, and we got Sunshine Sean. So I actually think he's going to do a heck of a job there because it's what he does.
Same. I agree.
He's habitually weird and habitually pretty good.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we are getting flying way too close to the sun. You mentioned Condoleezza Rice, and I made a political analogy. My goodness.
You did, and the ageism on the politics. One thing we agree on, whatever side we agree on, let's just be clear on that one.
Real quick, before I let you go, like less than a minute here, MLB free agency has the vibe of like, what was it? I don't know, somewhere between like 4 and 6 years ago, where a bunch of guys are left. that are, you know, coveted guys, allegedly. And four of those guys are Scott Boras clients: Blake Snell, Jordan Montgomery, Cody Bellinger, Matt Chapman. And I'm just sitting here going, okay, Scott Boras isn't perfect. He's really good. He is really good, and he's got a lot of clients for a reason. But he's not perfect, and I'm just wondering if you think Scott Boras has played himself on this one.
No, because he's got Dylan Cease, and he just signed Luis Robert.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the free agents, you White Sox fan.
No, I don't care about the good teams and the good players. I just care about mine.
You're so selfish.
I just care about my team's only two assets. You can play your hand a little strong, and Boras basically thinks he's the, you know, whatever, the, you know, the columns of, you know, back to politics, the columns of government. Scott Boras considers himself a third column of baseball after the union and the league. He's then me, you know, to that point. But, you know, those guys are going to land. I think, again, we've talked about this. You've got a market where teams are scared about the local TV stuff coming apart. They're curious. They're in a state of flux about where those broadcast revenues go. That those guys might have to humble themselves a little bit on 1 year deal. We might get a lot of prove it deals right there at the end. Although, what's funny? Dang it!
Yeah,
the White Sox wanted to try to win the Comedy Central. Take two of those guys and you're there.
Yeah,
you're the favorite. Congratulations.
Yeah,
but they won't.
They're
going to play Paul DeJong and Nicky Lopez and as many ninth place. They're trying to build an entire lineup of ninth place hitters to see what happens.
Sean,
and then just get this season over with.
I said we had a minute, and then you lie down on your White Sox therapy couch.
I did, because I need it. I need it so much.
Okay, well, I'll tell you, just let me know this stuff, and we will schedule a time, okay? Just for that.
That'd be good. I can't afford you.
Yes, you can. You know that. I work in radio. You work in print journalism.
Yeah,
we can afford each other. Take care, man.
All right, buddy. See ya. Bye.
See ya. Sean Keeler, Denver Post sports reporter and columnist, kind enough to join us on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Let's take this next time out. Radio Iowa Sports coming up on the other side. Dyke New Hartford high school girls basketball coach Bruce Dahl joins us to talk about the top-ranked Wolverines. That's next right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. The Iowa Department of Public Safety is responding to allegations its agents may have overstepped during the investigation of sports betting by athletes at Iowa and Iowa State. The DPS says the evidence was obtained in a constitutionally permissible manner, though recent court filings question the tracking of sports gambling apps without a warrant. College basketball tonight, the third-ranked Hawkeye women take a share of the Big Ten lead on the road to Northwestern. The Cyclone women finally have a home game. They host Oklahoma State. The cancellation of a January 20th game against TCU forced the Cyclones to play three straight on the road. They lost them all. They're 6-3 in the Big 12.
It has been a unique thing for our team to handle, and they've handled it great. I mean, I really have had no complaints about how they've handled it.
Coach Bill Fenley, men's play, you and I visits Bradley, Drake hosts Valparaiso. This is Radio Iowa.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
1650 The Fan has been bringing you coverage of high school athletics for more than two decades, and we're proud to continue, thanks in part to these sponsors.
Dan Kniff and the team at Air Services Incorporated are proud to support high school athletics. When problems with your heating or air conditioning arise, get quality done right the first time. Call Air Services Waterloo.
Greenwood Pharmacy in Waterloo, your one-stop shop with care you can trust.
supports the Columbus Sailors and all of the Cedar Valley teams in the state tournament.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And State Farm agent Brad Jacobson in Cedar Falls will help you get the protection you deserve. Call Brad today, 277-4134.
5th Street Tire in downtown Waterloo proudly supports local high school postseason wrestling and basketball athletics. 5th Street Tire is your Goodyear independent dealer, exceeding all your automotive needs.
Cedar Falls Schools wishes all the area athletes the best in postseason play. Educating lifelong learners and caring responsible citizens, Cedar Falls Schools, every student, every day.
It's no secret. Tommy's Express Car Wash in Waterloo loves big trucks. But just how big of a truck can become a Tommy Club member? Vehicles up to 98 inches wide and 84 inches tall are welcome to join, meaning that most dually trucks and lifted vehicles fit comfortably. Bring on the dualies, lifted trucks, Jeeps, even lowered vehicles. They're all loved at Tommy's Express Car Wash. Get the wash your vehicle deserves. Tommy's Express Car Wash, University Avenue, Waterloo.
In the heart of Cedar Falls, something extraordinary is happening. It's Cedar Falls Community Schools, where every student is celebrated every day. Imagine a place where curiosity is sparked, dreams take flight, and every challenge is an opportunity waiting to be seized. That's the spirit of Cedar Falls Community Schools, a vibrant community of learners, thinkers, and doers. The dedicated teachers at Cedar Falls Schools inspire guiding students on a journey of discovery. From classrooms buzzing with creativity to sports fields echoing with cheers, every corner of the Cedar Falls School District is alive with the energy of possibility. Cedar Falls Community Schools isn't just an institution, it's a family. Together, they create a foundation for success, preparing their students not just for tests, but for life beyond the classroom.
Cedar Falls Schools, every student, every day.
You are listening to the Power Hour of Sports Talk. Cole and Company with Cole Bear. Weekdays 5 to 6, right here on The Fan.
Still efforting Dyke New Hartford girls basketball coach Bruce Dahl. Hopefully we'll be able to connect with coach here before the end of the hour. In the meantime, got some exclusive audio from Cedar Falls girls wrestling coach Allie Gerbrock. And the Tigers have qualified 11 wrestlers for the state girls wrestling tournament that begins tomorrow. You will hear hourly updates on the fan throughout both days. So make sure and be tuned in for those. And we start with Coach Gerbrock and asking her, does she feel like her wrestlers are peaking right now? Are they wrestling their best at just the right time?
100%, yeah. They're all just ready to go. They all have their minds pretty well right now. They know that the numbers in front of their names don't mean a whole lot and that they're going to have to go there and beat somebody good anyways, and somebody's going to have to beat them in order to put them down so they're ready for a fight.
And, Coach, with 11 wrestlers qualified and competing at state, do you feel like your Tigers are a favorite to win it all?
I definitely don't think we're not one. We're definitely in there. We're ready to go and put all of it out there and just do the best we can. And if at the end of the day we win a team title or we bring home a trophy, awesome. But as we go with each tournament of the season, our main focus is on the individual girls and just them going out each match and wrestling how they should.
Coach Gerbrock, do you think this year's girls' state wrestling tournament will be much different at all than last year's, which was the inaugural sanctioned state meet?
I don't think it'll be normal. I think it's still super new. There's a lot of excitement. There's new things happening every year, so I think just like some of the girls weren't there last year, or they were and they were in the stands, so I think every tournament is super exciting and there's something good about each tournament.
What have you noticed on how the sport of girls wrestling maybe has changed since it became sanctioned and even before then?
I think before we had a few that were just super elite, super good, and now we're seeing full teams of girls that are super well-developed in wrestling and just picking it up like crazy. So I think just the overall whole as for girls wrestling is just crazy. The growth is just really exciting to see.
All right, we're going to take this time out real quick. We'll get you an NFL Network update. We'll come back. We got Dyke New Hartford girls basketball coach Bruce Dahl coming up next right after this.
I'm Taylor Bisciotti with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. One of the top head coaching candidates decided to pull his name out of the ring Tuesday. Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson informed the Seahawks and Commanders that he'll be staying in Detroit, according to NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Seattle and Washington are the only two remaining teams still in search of a new head coach, and we're expected to meet with Johnson this week. This marks the second year in a row the Lions OC was considered a top head coaching candidate and made the same decision to stay in the Motor City. Elsewhere, the Steelers hired former Falcons head coach Arthur Smith to become their new offensive coordinator. The Steelers' offense was 28th in points scored in 2023, while Smith's Falcons were 26th. And former Chargers head coach Brandon Staley is meeting with the Rams today for their defensive coordinator vacancy. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
You're listening to the Cedar Valley Sports Leader, 1650 The Fan. And you're listening to Cole and Company with Colbert, weekdays 5 to 6.
Yeah, welcome back. We got him. Dyke New Harper girls basketball coach Bruce Dahl, kind enough to join us. The Wolverines, 16-2 overall, 7-0 in the Central Division of the North Iowa Cedar League, your three-time defending state champions in Class 2A. Coach Dahl, thanks so much for being here. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Thanks for inviting me on.
Yeah, pleasure to have you. Your team, as I mentioned, you played 18 games. You've only lost two. What's impressed you the most over this body of work?
Well, I think just our girls, you know, are really businesslike when it comes to playing the game. Not that they're not having fun or anything like that. It's just that they really, their approach to the game is really businesslike, where they just, you know, take it serious and they one possession at a time and just really are focused on doing the little things, the details, and all that stuff that it takes to win ball games.
I find that extra impressive, Coach Dahl, because of the success the program has had over the past three seasons. It sounds like there hasn't really had to be any pronounced discussions on, hey, we're losing attention to detail here, or maybe we don't have the edge that we had, you know, a year or 2 years ago. That doesn't seem to be the case despite the success.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, you contribute that to every group that comes up as seniors. So, you know, this group of seniors are picking up where the last year's group of seniors picked up. And so everybody knows what's expected of them. And so that just makes it a whole nice culture where, you know, everybody knows what's expected of them. And, you know, the important thing, like last night when we played last night, I said, ladies, let's just remember, number one, let's have fun. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, number two, you got to take care of business. And they're just really good about that.
Well, was part of your, making part of your message a reminder to have fun because of the loss to North Polk on Monday, albeit North Polk, number five in Class 4A, so you're playing up. You're not just playing up. You're playing one of the best teams in Class 4A, and it's like, you can't beat yourself up too much from that. You got to learn, move forward, and like you point out, remember to have fun here.
Yeah, you're pretty smart. You hit the nail on the head on that one. That was the message last night, that we can never remember that it's, you know, that you got to have fun. And I think, you know, like we talked about, we played Old Line and we won that game 80-something to 20-something. You know, it's all rosy. Everybody's happy. But how much did you get better playing that game? And then I pointed out to them, there's exclamation points and there's question marks, you know, from the North Polk game. And North Polk game is, you're going to get so much more out of being challenged, even if you lost, mm-hmm. than you would a 60-point win or a 40-point win. Mm-hmm. And so that's the message that we sent out, and we're still trying to have fun doing it. We could have, you know, not played on that Monday against North Polk and just let them rest and relax and, you know, and play the next night. But no, these girls want the challenge. But it's also good as their coach to let them know that this is fun.
As I pointed out, Coach Dahl, you're playing up Class 4A against number five North Polk. That's one loss, one of two. Your other one against a Class 3A team, number four Solon. So in those two losses, any commonality in the takeaway in terms of, you know, how you can make your team better as a result?
Yeah, you know, it's like North Polk was more or less probably trying to close out the game. So we're really going to take away that, you know, we probably should have done some things differently to close out the game. Like we had a 8-point lead, I think, with about 5 minutes left. So how are you going to close out ball games, you know, on your tourney run? And then with North Polk, it's about who do you want to get the ball in the hands, you know, of the playmaker. And that was really early on, and you know, we're still, You know, we put a freshman in the lineup, and we got, you know, some other girls that are in the lineup replacing Knock and Landfare. So, you know, we had some things to learn. But with every hard experience, you're going to gain something of value. And it's up to the girls to take it, process it, and learn from it. And like you said, move on from it.
Really sounds like some valuable experience there on end-of-game situations, which is so important as the postseason draws near. Would you point to anything else, Coach Dahl, before I got to let you go, that you've got your team focused on in the stretch run here at the end of the regular season with postseason approaching?
Yeah, we just got to do that. Like you said, the little things different. And when we have to make those plays, we got to, you know, make sure that we as coaches put them in positions to succeed and that they execute. And, you know, we're going to have to put in some new wrinkles here with attorney coming up with, you know, we're playing a lot of conference schools. So, you know, a third time and a second time. So we got to be ready to go for that.
Coach Dahl, thanks so much for your time today. Really appreciate it. Always a pleasure to learn more about your Dyke New Hartford girls basketball team. Best of luck, best of health the rest of the way, okay?
You bet. I appreciate the time.
Bruce Dahl, Dyke New Hartford high school girls basketball coach, kind enough to join us on this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. All right, let's take this final timeout. We'll get you Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. Come back and wrap up the show right after this.
I got serious about staying fit just a couple of years ago. Now 5Ks, yoga, and smart nutrition are all part of my weekly routine. Part of my eating right plan? Country Hearth Breads. Natural breads with the whole grains and natural ingredients my body needs to perform at its best. Just a slice of toasted multigrain with peanut butter before a workout, and I'm ready to roll. Country Hearth is the easy choice because it's good for me and great tasting, too. Country Hearth Breads. Baking our best for you.
Keeping your fields clean all season long? Now that's a boss move. When it comes to weeds, we mean business, just like you. But you already knew that. In choosing to use XtendFlex soybeans, you've ensured that your fields can reach their full potential because our XtendFlex technology enables you to control more weeds than any other soybean weed management program. Learn more about the difference XtendFlex soybeans can make at RoundupReadyXtend.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge, but with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
This is Cole Bear, host of Cole & Company for Circus Sports. The big game is coming up, and Circus Sports now offers Circus Squares bets. Everyone who has played Squares knows the pain of pulling terrible numbers. With Circus Squares, instead of randomly pulling numbers, choose your square and choose which numbers you get. With a minimum bet of $1 and a maximum payout of $100,000, it's easier than ever. Download the Circus Sports app and place your Circus Squares bets anywhere in Iowa.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. After making a run at the Super Bowl, the Philadelphia Eagles were massively disappointing this past season. A lot of that was the result of losing offensive coordinator Shane Steichen to the Colts. A similar situation played out in Atlanta after the team lost Kyle Shanahan. That made many question the future in Detroit, considering the intense interest in offensive coordinator Ben Johnson. That won't be the case in 2024. It was announced yesterday Johnson has opted to pass on the Commanders and Seahawks jobs in favor of staying with the Lions. That's a massive win for one of the best offenses, and Johnson is considered a wizard in offensive deception and a unique ability to develop young players. Johnson has been widely credited for the breakout years of Penny Sewell, Sam Laporta, Jahmyr Gibbs, and Amon-Ra St. Brown. And also, the team is looking to avenge a historic collapse in the NFC title game. Detroit has avoided a massive loss that's proven to be detrimental to many of the league's top offenses over the last decade. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Hey there, Dan Patrick here. I've got something hot for you, and I'm not just talking about the big game. It's the original Louisiana brand hot sauce, and let me tell you, game changer. Whether you're tailgating with your boys, hosting the ultimate big game party, the original Louisiana brand hot sauce is the MVP. Perfect balance of heat and flavor, and you add that to all your food. It's like a touchdown dance for your taste buds. The hot sauce brings the soulful heat of Louisiana to your party, turning every gathering into a spicy celebration of food and football. No huddle, no problem. The hot sauce is ready. Fast-paced action of your tailgate or the big game party. Quick and easy, just like your favorite team executing the perfect play. So make the call. Add the original Louisiana brand hot sauce to your roster today. The big game MVP of flavors. Ready to take your game day experience to a whole new level. The original Louisiana brand hot sauce. Flavor favors the bold.
Welcome back to Cole and Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan app.
Yeah, welcome back for a final time on this Wednesday. Got to thank Denver Post sports columnist and reporter Sean Keeler for joining today's show, as well as Dyke New Hartford High School girls basketball coach Bruce Dahl. Great to catch up with both of those gentlemen. You'll catch up with Iowa State women's basketball here in just a few minutes as the Cyclones play host to Oklahoma State. Pregame coverage at 6 after news and weather here at the end of the hour. Tip off at 6:30, so enjoy that. Girls State Wrestling Tournament begins tomorrow, goes through Friday. Hourly updates here on The Fan throughout the tournament. Look forward to those. And tune into Maximum Mornings with Mark Simpson tomorrow between 6 and 8. Have a great night, everybody. I'm back tomorrow at 5.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.